So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to ask three questions from the Parsha and hope to give us a little bit more clarity in this week's Parsha. So first, the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Ekev, in Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis, V'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Mi'imach Ki'im Li'iras Hashem Elokecha. What is it that Hashem asks from you except to fear Him, Lalechis Bechol Drachav U'Lahavod, also to love Him and to go in His ways? The obvious question that one could ask from this pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, what is it that Hashem asks from you, is the implication of those first two words of that pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael. It seems that the mitzvah, or the responsibility, the obligation of Yira, is only incumbent upon Klal Yisrael. Asks Rav Shimon Schwab, it's not true. We obviously know that even by the Milchemta, the Milchemes Amalek, the Gam HaTorah Mifarsemes, Genuso Shel Amalek, the Torah expounds upon the type of people or nation Amalek were, that they were lacking fear of Hashem, the Lo Yirei Elokim, that they did not fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're willing to wage war not only against Bnei Yisrael, but they're willing to wage war against Bnei Yisrael because they lacked Yira of Hashem. So we clearly see that this is a mitzvah that is incumbent not only upon Bnei Yisrael, but it's also something which is incumbent upon the Gentile nations as well. But yet, the Torah comes and introduces this mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael seems to be at the exclusion of all other nations of the world. But again, we know that Am Yisrael is not the only nation that is expected to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We obviously say it as well in Aleinu. We say in Aleinu, Alkein Nekav Lecha Hashem Lokeinu, Liros Meher B'Siver Zuzecha. Alkein Nekav Lecha, we therefore put our hope in you, Hashem Elokeinu. Liros Meher B'Siver Zuzecha. To soon behold the glory of your uzecha, of your might, lahavir gelulim min haaretz, in banishing, getting rid of idolatry min haaretz from the earth, v'ha'elilim karos yikareisun, and the false gods will be utterly exterminated, l'saken olam, to perfect the world, malchus shaddai, v'chol b'nei basar yikru v'shmecha, and all of mankind, not only b'nei Yisrael, will come and call out your name, lahafnos eilecha, to turn back to you, Kol Rishay Aretz, all the wicked of the earth, Yakiru V'yedu, they will realize and they will know, Kol Yoshe Sebel, all the inhabitants of the world, Kidachot Tikra Kol Berek, Tishava Kolashon, that to you every knee must bend, every tongue must swear, give over allegiance to you. Yichru V'yipolu, they will bow, they will prostrate themselves, V'lichvo Shimcha Yikar Yitenu, and to the glory of your name give honor. So this isn't only something that is incumbent upon Bnei Yisrael. It's something that we come and we recite three times a day, that ultimately will be all the nations of the world that will come and bestow praise and honor you and love you and fear you. Well, then why is it, asks Rav Shimon Schwab, is this pasuk introduced, Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Amo Hashem Elokecha Shoel, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from you? That's question number one. Question number two is, the Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, in Perek Ches Pasuk Yod, and this is a pasuk that we're all familiar with, because we recite it after we eat, we bench, and part of benching is Vo'achalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha. You will eat, and you will be satisfied, and you will bless Hashem your God. Al ha'aretz hatova asher nosan lach, for the good land that He has given you. The implication of this statement is that Birkas Hamazon would only be a biblical responsibility based upon this pasuk only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Ramban writes that this obligation of Birkas Hamazon is not only chal, is not only in effect in Eretz Yisrael, but it's noeg b'chol makom. Meaning wherever a Jew is, after he eats, he benches. And he is obligated on a biblical level based upon v'achalta v'sovata uveirachta es Hashem Elokecha. But asks Reb Elio Baruch Finkel, he says, Tzarech Bior, it needs explanation. Delo Ashkachon Bikra, that we don't find in the Pasuk, El Chiyuv Bracha Al Ha'aretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach. The obligation of this blessing is only based upon the land that I have given to you, meaning Eretz Yisrael. V'im kein, and if this is so, lo yeh chiyuv birkas hamazon, ela be'eretz Yisrael. The obligation on a biblical level, based upon this pasuk, should be that you're only obligated to make a birkas hamazon only be'eretz Yisrael, kisha ochel, when you eat mitfuas ha'aretz, from the fruit of the land. Aval ha'ochel, he continues and he says, but eating b'chutz la'aretz, mitfuas chutz la'aretz, to eat produce from the diaspora, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, madua chayev levarech mid'oraisa. Why would you be obligated to make a birchas hamazon on a biblical level? And he continues and he says, we find in the Gemara Maseches Brachos, demiboyle nashim birchas hamazon do'oraisa d'rabbanon. We're questioning whether or not women have an obligation of benching on a D'oraisa D'rabbanan level. And Rashi explains, because they didn't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that Birkas Hamazon is tied, is connected to Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't have Eretz Yisrael, then on a simplistic level, asks Reb Eli Baruch Finkel, you shouldn't be obligated on a biblical level to make a Birkas Hamazon. That's our second question. And our third and final question is, the Torah tells us in Perekhes again, Pasuk Gimel. The Torah tells us, Ki lo al halechem levado yichyeh ha'adam. Ki lo al halechem. It will not only be by bread alone does man live. Ki al kol motzei pi Hashem yichyeh ha'adam. But rather, by everything that comes out, that is motzi, that emanates from the mouth of Hashem, does man live. Asks the Chidah, based upon a philosophical question that many theologists and many philosophers were bothered by. What sustains the neshama? We obviously know that there are two components to every person. There's the guf, there's the body, and there's the neshama. It's understood, it makes sense, that food, the food that a person eats, which is physical, it sustains the guf, it sustains the body. But in terms of the neshama, what sustains the neshama? It can't possibly be food, because food, which is physical, can sustain the physical. But the neshama, which is spiritual, which is the ruach, which is ultimately the life of a person, how is a person able to be sustained by the food that he eats? And obviously we know that when a person eats, it's not the guf that's alive, it's not the body that's alive, it's the neshama. Which brings us back to our question that the philosophers were bothered by, the question that the Chidah is asking, how is it possible that food, which is physical, sustains the spiritual allows a person to live and to continue to live. So the Chida explains, and he says that indeed, it's not the food itself that has the ability to sustain the neshama. Because food can't sustain the neshama. So then how is it possible, though, that we eat three meals a day and that sustains us? So listen to what the Chida says. The Chida says, "Bishah she'adam mivarech al mizono hagashmi," that when a person comes and makes a bracha on the physical food that he eats, "Birkosav hein hakoach haruchani," his bracha has spiritual powers, "lachios es nishmas ha'adam," that allows the food, which is something physical, to sustain the spiritual, to sustain this person. So essentially, food is a davar gashmi. But when I make a bracha, I split this food into two. There's a chelek, there's an aspect that sustains the guf, and then there's an aspect of that food that is raised, and now it becomes a davar ruchni. And it's that bracha that you make on the food which enables a person to be sustained by this davar gashmi. The ruchni now can be sustained. And the Chida learns it out from the pasuk that we just read. Ki lo al halechem levado yichye ha'adam. That it's not alone the bread that sustains a person. Because bread by itself is a davar gashmi. And how could a davar gashmi allow a davar ruchni, a spiritual being, to be sustained? So then how is he sustained? Ki al kol motzei pi Hashem yichya adam. When a person allows the pi Hashem, the bracha, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, acknowledging Hashem, when it's motzei pi, when it leaves his mouth, that as well is yichya ha'adam. Bishah shemivarech ha'adam al mizonosav hagashmin. When a person makes a bracha on the food, on the physical food that he eats, nosein hu mazon l'neshama, he gives food, sustenance to the neshama. And zehu hemshech ha-pasuk. This is the continuation in the pasuk, al kol motzei pi Hashem, that be'ez shemivarech, at the time that a person blesses Hashem, hu zan es nafsho v'nishmaso, he sustains and he feeds his nefesh and his neshama. B'chol ochel ha'adam, in every food that a person eats, yeshna mitzios ruchanis, there is a reality of spirituality in that food. But he has to make a bracha. What allows the neshama to be sustained by this ochel hagashmi is by taking aside a part of that food and make it a davar ruchni. But what we see is something fantastic. What we see is that there's so much more beneath the surface. There's so much more than what is beyond that the eye sees. All we see is ochel, a davar gashmi. But when we do something and we elevate something, it becomes from a davar gashmi to a davar ruchni. It becomes something so much more. It's elevated. Its status changes. Wherever there is a davar gashmi, wherever there is a physical component, always beneath the surface, There's always a davar ruchni, and it's the davar ruchni, the spiritual force that ultimately sustains the physical force. Because by itself, a davar gashmi can't sustain a davar ruchni. So how is the neshama sustained by ochel? The answer is the ochel itself is not what is sustaining us. It's the bracha that is sustaining us. It's our job to extend, is to draw out, is to bring forth the davar ruchni mitoch that is from within the davar gashmi. And that is how Reb Eli Baruch Finkel understands our second question that we asked. How is it possible that the Ramban could suggest that Birkas Hamazon is a physical, is a mitzvah de'oraisa, if the pasuk says Al ha'aretz hatova asher nosan loch vo'achalta visovata, we're eating and we're becoming satiated from the land that you have given us. It seems that the mitzvah on a biblical level of Birkas Hamazon is connected and tied on a biblical level to the land. And if we're not in the land, there is no mitzvah min haTorah to come and bench. But yet the Ramban comes and says, that the obligation of Birkas Hamazon is an obligation on a biblical level in all places. How is that so if we're not receiving anything from Eretz Yisrael, if we're in Chutz La'aretz? So listen to the words of Reb Eli Baruch Finkel. And he says, the Hine Matzinu, we find, Dehashefa l'kol ha'olam, that the sustenance of the entire world passes through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz asher Hashem Elokecha dorish osa. Indeed, the pasuk says that you become satiated from Eretz Yisrael. How could the Ramban come and suggest that there is a chiyuv min haTorah even to bench outside of Eretz Yisrael, if the pasuk says El ha'aretz hatova asher nosan lach? Reb Eli Baruch Finkel explains brilliantly that there's more than meets the eye. That when we have sustenance in Chutz La'aretz, when we have an abundance of food, it's not Chutz La'aretz that is sustaining us. It's not our work that we toil in this land. What we do in Teaneck, New Jersey, and all of the food that we accrue, and all of the abundance of what we have in our shelves being stocked and our refrigerators full, that has nothing to do with Chutz La'aretz. It's the shefa, the sustenance emanates from Eretz Yisrael. All bracha that spills forth to the entire world starts and passes through Eretz Yisrael, because that's the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his hashkacha pratis over. That's the land that doesn't have a sar, that doesn't have a malach associated to the land. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly b'chvodo uba'atzmo that watches over Eretz Yisrael, and it's through this land that all other lands receive their sustenance. And that, says Reb Eli Baruch Finkel, is how we understand the Ramban. We make a bracha on a de'oraisa level, Al ha'aretz hatova, on the land that you've given to us, even though we've never been to the land. It's because all that we have in Chutz La'aretz comes from that land. And if Eretz Yisrael has tevuah, has produce, and the economy is good in Eretz Yisrael, so then it will be good here for us in Chutz La'aretz as well. So we're making a bracha for what happens in Eretz Yisrael, because the fruit that we're eating, the food that we're eating, ultimately is fruit from Eretz Yisrael. Shegam ha'ochel b'chutz la'aretz, says Rabbi Eli Baruch Fikel, that also the food in Chutz La'aretz, tzarech livarech, you need to make a bracha, al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach. Why? Shehi mikar hashefa. That is the source of all sustenance. The habracha, af bishar artzos, even in other lands. And that is how we explain the Ramban that says that on a biblical level there is a responsibility to bench, even though I'm not in the land, because my sustenance emanates from the land. Again, we see that there's so much beneath the surface. It's the ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, which ultimately brings about the guf, the physical, the chutz la'aretz, from having sustenance. It's not chutz la'aretz that sustains us. It's Eretz Yisrael that is sustaining us here in America in chutz la'aretz. It's the ruchnius that is sustaining the gashmius. So just as we said, it's the bracha that sustains the gashmi, the blessing, which is what gives an element of ruchni to the gashmi, and that's what sustains us. So too, it's the ruchni of Eretz Yisrael, the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael, that ultimately sustains the gashmi of Chutz La'aretz. It's beneath the surface, and we have to draw out the ruchnius. And when we make a Birkas Hamazon, we're drawing out the ruchnius of Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz. And that is precisely, I believe, to answer up Rav Shimon Schwab's question. Rav Shimon Schwab came and asked, the pasuk is incorrect. The pasuk says, Vata Yisrael. And now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Yisrael. What does that Kodesh Baruch Hu ask from you? And we ask the question, Vata Yisrael. And now Yisrael. Only Yisrael is obligated to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know it's not true. Part of the pagam of Amalek was v'lo yirei Elokim ato. They're not God-fearing. And we give a tefillah every single day, three times a day, at the end of Aleinu, that we hope, we yearn for all of the nations of the world to fear Hashem. But yet, this is directed to Am Yisrael, v'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael. Why? It should be to all the other nations of the world. So what I want to suggest... No. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu is directing this idea to Am Yisrael is because all Yiras Hashem is directed through Am Yisrael. If Am Yisrael is Yirei Hashem, if we are an Or LaGoyim, if we are a light unto all other nations, if we are doing what we are supposed to be doing, by extension, the Gentile nations will fear Hashem as well. As it says in the Sefer, written by Rabbi Yoel Schwartz in Or LaAmim, he says, Mitafkidei Am Yisrael, one of the functions of Am Yisrael is Leos Or LaGoyim, is supposed to be a light to the other nations. Al Am Yisrael Hutal Lishmor Al Torah Hashem. It's upon Am Yisrael to watch the Torah of Hashem. Besoch Anushus Kohen, Besoch Bnei Amo. Among the all the other people, like a Kohen is over and watching over and is ensuring everything is just right among his nation. Lishmor Aleh Kegoy Kadosh. We are the holy nation. La'amod b'kdushaso, to stand in holiness. And not to mingle and to get caught up in the frivolity of the other nations, or to go and follow their laws. But it's our job to maintain and to uphold the sanctity of man. And then he continues. And he says that Uben Arboim Shona Hirkir Avram is Boro. That Avram Avinu was 40 years old when he recognized Hashem and Kivan Shehekir V'yeda. Since he understood, he knew he was Makir. Hischi Lohashiv Chubos. He began to answer questions of the Or Kazdim, of the people who lived and inhabited that land. Ularach Dinimayim. And to set up judgment among them. V'lomer She'enzu Derech HaEmes Shatem Holkim Ba. That what you're doing is not righteous. V'shiber Hatzlamim. And he broke all the tzelem, all of the idolatry. And he began to enlighten them. She'ein roi la'avod ela le'eloka ha'olam. That you need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that starts with Am Yisrael. If Am Yisrael is functioning as the Goy Kadosh, as the chosen nation, as the nation that is taking its responsibility seriously, is acting as the Bnei Avram that are Eber Liardim, that are on the opposite side from the entire world. If we light up the world, and we are pristine, and we're holy, and we're sanctified, and we fear Hashem, that will give sustenance to the rest of the world. That will inherently enable and allow and cause the rest of the world to fear Hashem. So just as the bracha sustains the ochel, the spiritual sustains the physical component of the food. The bracha sustains the food. The bracha allows the food to sustain Am Yisrael. And it's Eretz Yisrael that allows the rest of the world to have its fulfillment, its sustainment. It's Am Yisrael that brings the Yiras Hashem into the world, that provides the world with the spirituality. It's the spiritual Am Yisrael that provides the Chiyus, the fulfillment for the Gashmi, for the rest of the world. Beneath the eye. It's the Ruchni that will forever sustain the Gashmi. It's difficult to see because we live in a mundane world. We live in a world that's only physical. We don't see this. We think that the food, we eat the food, it sustains us. Make sure we eat a lot. So if we eat a lot, we can be full. We can be fulfilled. That's what sustains us. Make sure you eat a lot. What the Chida is telling us is, no. That's not what sustains you. What sustains you is the bracha. The bracha allows the Davar Gashmi to sustain the Davar Ruchni. Because it's the bracha that gives Ruchnius to the Gashmius. And we live in a society where we're always worried. Let's make sure that we have a president that's good to Israel. Let's make sure that America is good to Israel because America is sustaining Israel. It's America that sustains Israel. That's the world we live in. It's not true. It's Eretz Yisrael that sustains America. It's the Shefa, it's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that sustains what happens in Chutz La'aretz. But we live in an Olam Hafuch, where we think the physical sustains the spiritual. It's not true. It's the spiritual that sustains the physical. It's Eretz Yisrael that sustains America and everywhere else throughout the world. And that's precisely why Moshe Rabbeinu was directing Yiras Hashem only to Am Yisrael. Because it's Am Yisrael that will sustain. And if Am Yisrael is God-fearing, then it will bring fear of God to the rest of the world. It can't happen the other way around. It's the Am HaNifchar. It's the Goy Kadosh that will give and sustain and propel the rest of the world to fear Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to love Hashem, to call out Hashem's name. It's our job to unearth the Davar Ruchni and place it upon or atop the Davar Gashmi, that ultimately, if we take out the Ruchni, now the Gashmi will be able to sustain us as well.